I thought, wow. But now I just get it when he just told me that. So I went home. I said, Michael, he's 17. I said, Michael, he said, God told me something about you when I was in his presence. And he said, what did he tell you? What did he tell you? And I said, he told me you love him and he's always with you and you know that and he's very proud of you. And you will have the will, his will for your life. That encouraged him more than me trying to change him, trying to get him in the college I think he should go to, trying to tell him what's wrong with him. If you would listen to God a little more for your relationships with other people, you'd be amazed how different they would be. He's not the accuser. He's the encourager. And when I told my son that, he just lit up all over. He got this big old smile on his face, and he said, you know, Mom, God does. I know he's there. I can't explain it, but like, he goes, even when I'm doing something, I always think, wonder what God's thinking about this. He goes, even when I'm looking at these colleges, I'm thinking, God, is this the one you have for me? He goes, it's really strange. It's like I can't get away from it. I know a lot of that's prayer, ladies, men, fathers, mothers. But you know what I would want to do is say, well, if you'd read your Bible more, or why don't you come and just get excited about God more? We've got to quit looking with natural eyes and making these judgments. And we need to begin to lean into the Holy Spirit and let him show us what they need. That's for anybody. That's for each other, guys. I know at the conference, at one time I walked in and I saw Irene sitting there and the Lord gave me something very specific to tell her. And there would have been a day in the past I would have had to go tell her that right then. And had I gone and told her that right then, I would have probably caused her to get into such confusion and condemnation, because there's a timing on things too. But then God just set it up later on for me to talk to her. And it was just a really good thing. It was really giving her direction, really showing her some things God wants to deal with her about. But so your timing's important. Having the heart of God is important, not just because you see it. You don't want to be part of the accuser. And so when we're doing Tuesday nights, it's a combination of getting people free, but it's also a big part of training people to minister in the gifts of the Spirit to help the broken. And I'm doing that a lot tonight. It's probably because of this weekend, watching God begin to get people to do that. Don't do anything till God shows you to do it, until the time comes to do it. And don't sit there and dwell on it. Just know if he shows you something, it's because he's going to open up a door for you to minister. Wait till the door opens. I used to have to burst through the door because I wanted it over right away so I know I did what I was supposed to do. And I probably smashed a few people going through the door, put them through the wall. Like, where'd they go? So we need to begin to be really sensitive to the Holy Spirit when he shows us this stuff. All right. Now, if you can separate the accuser from your own thoughts, from God's thoughts, you can get free. If you can't separate them, you won't get free. Why? Because you can't cast your own self out. You can't cast yourself out, and you don't want to cast the Holy Spirit out. So you have to separate yourself from this accusing voice. If you clearly see that, but you never thought before about casting them out, then that's what I want to pray for tonight, okay? Some of the rest of you, we're going to pray that God will start to show you the difference. All right, God doesn't tell you how horrible you are, okay? Especially if you already feel that way. He doesn't come sit beside you and say, yes, yes. Yes, this is the last time you're going to go to a conference because you won't be walking soon. Yes, 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 you have totally messed up your kids. There's like no hope for them. Yep. You know, he doesn't come alongside you, you know, put his hand on your leg and say, you have screwed up so bad, there's really no hope. Yeah, you know, why don't we just, you know, no, heaven doesn't even want you. Okay, so... Can you start to see that those thoughts are not God's thoughts? Amen. Okay? So when something comes in agreement with a negative thought, it's not God. some of you might need to write it down. If something comes in agreement with a negative thought, it's, do you want some pencil paper? I can get you some. Let me say this. He might show you areas that you're in bondage, but he'll always give you direction to get free. For example, God told me once, he slayed me in the spirit. I was doing a meeting. This is pretty hilarious. I was doing the meeting and God knocked me down. I wasn't doing the meeting anymore. And while I was down on the floor at the meeting that I don't know if anybody was doing anymore because I was talking to God. I don't know what they did. They might have been praying for me. I don't know. But while I was down, the Lord said to me, if you continue to eat the way you're eating, if you continue to suck down soda, eat pizza and chocolate for breakfast, hamburgers for lunch, all the candy and popcorn and goodies that you eat. I ate terrible before. This was only a few years ago. If you continue to eat like that, you will die of a heart attack at an early age because that's what Satan wants to do to you. So when you get up, you need to change your eating habits. Well, I've changed my eating habits. That wasn't the devil talking to me. The devil would have said, the devil, first of all, had kept me eating that way and probably stayed quiet because he knew what he had planned. Okay? My brain's probably not going to talk to me that way because my flesh kind of liked the way I ate. All right? But if something knocked me down and said, you are dying from a heart attack because you've did this, 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 and this, so get ready to die. That ain't God, okay? God is always, God already knows that he is the answer. He already knows that nothing is impossible for him. He already knows that he wants you to live and not die and glorify him, okay? He's very positive. God is not pessimistic, he is positive because he positively knows who he is. And he positively knows he can set you free. And he positively knows you just need to agree with him. Okay? You just need to agree with God. How do you know what God believes? Read the Bible. Understand him. He's awesome. Okay? Now, is it getting a little bit clearer who's talking to you? God never accuses you and leaves you there feeling bad. When I spoke to you today, Irene, did it leave you feeling hopeful and encouraged, or did it leave you feeling like there was no hope? Hopeful and encouraged, okay? Had someone come to you with the accuser spirit, they could have said some of the same things to you, but in a way that would have crushed you, okay? If in your past or even in your now, maybe it's with a spouse, maybe it's with a pastor, maybe it's with a teacher, I don't know, maybe it's, if someone speaks to you in such a way that it leaves you crushed and discouraged, guess what? That's not God speaking through them. It's even not just them. Amen. Are you starting to get it? If you hear something, now, here's what happens. Let's say, like with Laura, I was talking to Laura. Let's say I'm sharing something with her, or Gina. Boy, we had a fun time with Gina. Let's say I'm sharing something with Gina, and then she starts adding to it all this hopelessness, all this, well, I guess I'm no good, and then I guess everything's a lie, okay? Who's talking to her? Yeah, that's not what God was saying to her through somebody. So when your brain takes off 100 miles an hour when someone's trying to correct you in love, direct you in love, help you see things in reality so that you can have a changed heart, and you begin to add to it all these things, guess who that is? The accuser. You need to get free. When something tells you, you can't, you're not like everybody else, you can't, all those negative things, folks, that is a devil. There is a devil that you have allowed to sit in your brain and be in charge. Do you think you're going to be very happy? No. Do you think you'll be in the will of God? No. Do you think you're going to be beat down. Why? Because you're letting the devil speak to you, and he has no authority. Is there anyone in this room who is not born again of the Spirit of God? It's okay if you're not. Raise your hand if you're not, so we can just know that's all right. We're not going to try to. We're not going to jump on you and scream and yell. You, if you don't want the greatest thing that ever happened in the world, I don't want you in heaven anyway. But I'm going to tell you what, the time will come that maybe you'll want God. So we're not trying. If you don't believe in God, you shouldn't be ashamed to say you don't believe in him. And if you do believe in God, you shouldn't be ashamed to say that you do. Yes, Marion. Exactly. Her question was, will this accuser spirit cause you to perceive what someone else is saying to you and twist it in a way to make you feel accused? Yes. Bad or condemned or whatever. Right. And I really think that happens a lot with the spirit. What happens is the Lord might use someone, and it doesn't mean they're real mature in how they're doing it. Okay, guys, we're all we got. I mean, the body of Christ is all we got. This is it, you know. Some are a little bit more dead to self than others. Some have a little bit better revelation of Christ than others. And then sometimes God's going to talk to you through the person who needs the most deliverance in the whole building. But that's who he's choosing to use. Or maybe they're the only one picking up on it. And you've got to learn to hear God and not even their mess sometimes. But if you got mess in you that stands there and says, they're telling you this, they're coming against you, they're picking on you, you've got the accuser in your brain causing you to not be able to receive, so that it's going to take you a long time to get free. You want him out. You just almost kind of see him sitting there like going, oh yeah? Who are they to say that to you? To you? Them? Do you know all the junk they got going on? I do. I made them like that. You know, I mean, it's like, shut up. Okay, there's a couple things that could be going on. And because of the stuff in your past with the paranoia, I'm sure you got stuff that helps you, makes you hear wrong, but not as much as you used to. God's really setting you free there. Yes. Somebody could be speaking to you and accusing you. And they're not, let me see, thank you, Lord. Let me tell you guys something, okay? Because like I said, we're supposed to teach here also how to minister to each other. Does the Bible say, and some of you guys know me, you'll say this, does the Bible say to speak the truth no matter what? No. The Bible says speak the truth in love. So if you're speaking the truth to defend yourself, if you're speaking the truth to make a point, if you're speaking the truth to not be controlled, if you're speaking the truth with any other motive than love, then you're wrong speaking it. Because you're using God's word and you're using truth to hurt somebody else for your own self. Okay? And I have seen that happen. I've seen somebody like, well, they're not going to walk all over me this time. And I'm just going to speak the truth.